Jayo Yashoda Nandana, Jaya Braja Janaranjana, Jayo Braja Janaranjana, Jayo.
విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రుత శ్రీమద్భై చరణారం భక్తివేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. జయం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరిభ్రాజకాచార్య శ్రుత శ్రీమద్ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి ఠాకూర్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కీ జయ. అనంతకోటి వైష్ణవృంద కీ జయ. నమాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కీ జయ. प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की जय। ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की जय। नवदीप मायापुर धाम की जय। पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय। गंगा माई की जय। जमुना माई की जय। भक्ति देवी की जय। श्रीमती तुलसी महारानी की जय। सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदी। All glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories to assembled devotees, all glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 7, Text 43. Uvach chaha santyasya. Uvach chaha santyasya. Bandhana nayanam sati. Muchyatam muchyatam esha. Brahmano nitaram guruhu. उवाच चास हन्त्यस्य बन्धनानयनं सति मुच्यतां मुच्यतामेष ब्राह्मणो नितरां गुरुः। उवाच चास हन्त्यस्य बन्धनानयनं सति मुच्यतां मुच्यतामेष ब्राह्मणो नितराम गुरुः। उवाच सेड च एंड असहंती बीइंग अनबेरेबल फॉर हर अस्य हिज बंधना बीइंग बाउंड आनयनम ब्रिंगिंग हिम सती द डिवोटेड मुच्यताम मुच्यताम Just get him released. Eshaha, this. Brahmanaha, a Brahmana. Nitaram, our. Guruhu, teacher. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, teacher. Translation. She could not tolerate Ashwatthama's being bound by ropes and being a devoted lady, she said. Release him, for he is a Brahmana, our spiritual master. Purport. As soon as Ashwatthama was brought before Draupadi, she thought it intolerable that a Brahmana should be arrested like a culprit and brought before her in that condition, especially when the Brahmana happened to be a teacher's son. Arjuna arrested Ashwatthama, knowing perfectly well that he was the son of Dronacharya. Krishna also knew him to be so. But both of them condemned the murderer without considering of his being the son of a Brahmana. According to revealed scriptures, a teacher or spiritual master is liable to be rejected if he proves himself unworthy of the position of a guru or spiritual master.
A guru is also called an acharya, or a person who has personally assimilated all the essence of shastras and has helped his disciples to adopt the ways. Ashwatthama failed to discharge the duties of a brahmana or teacher, and therefore he was liable to be rejected from the exalted position of a brahmana. On this consideration, both Lord Krishna and Arjuna were right in condemning Ashwatthama. But to a good lady like Draupadi, the matter was considered not from the angle of shastric vision, but as a matter of custom. By custom, Ashwatthama was offered the same respect as offered to his father. It was so because generally people accept the son of Brahmana as a real Brahmana by sentiments only. Factually, the matter is different. A Brahmana is accepted on the merit of qualification and not on the merit of simply being the son of a Brahmana. But in spite of all this, Draupadi desired that Ashwatthama be at once released. And it was all the same a good sentiment for her. This means that a devotee of the Lord can tolerate all sorts of tribulation personally, but still such devotees are never unkind to others, even to the enemy. These are the characteristics of one who is a pure devotee of the Lord. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Bhyasha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prashtaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashatya Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, welcome everyone to our Srimad Bhagavatam class. So seeking blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak something for my own purification. So this is a very, very wonderful section going on in Srimad Bhagavatam where Ashwatthama, he tried to kill the five sons of, he killed the five sons of Draupadi, and as a result, Arjuna, he takes a vow that I will bring the head of Ashwatthama. And he assures Draupadi. So Arjuna and Krishna, they both went, and Arjuna, his eyes were really blazing with anger, and he arrested the son of Kripi, that is Ashwatthama. And it is said that Arjuna's eyes, they were red hot, tamrakshaha. And Krishna was also very angry, but his eyes were lotus-like. And after Arjuna arrested Ashwatthama, he didn't kill him. So Krishna, he gives five reasons why Arjuna should kill Ashwatthama. Because he is a Brahma Bandhu, he has killed your sons, you know. matta pramattam unmattam suptam balam sriyam jadam prapannam viratham bhitam na ripu hanti dharmavit. A person who is a knower of religious codes, kshatriya war codes, he should not kill a person who is sleeping or who is mad, who is unarmed. And this Ashwatthama has done that. So therefore, please kill him. So, a few verses back in the 40th verse, Suta Goswami says that actually, Krishna was testing Arjuna. Evam parikshata dharma. He was testing Arjuna's sense of duty. So Prabhupada writes a very beautiful purport there. Lord Krishna, he encouraged Arjuna outwardly just to test the sense of duty of Arjuna. And Prabhupada writes that it was not that Krishna didn't know. And Arjuna also was very complete in his sense of duty. But still, Krishna, he puts many times his devotees to tests just to magnify the sense of their duty. And Chakravarti Thakur writes beautiful points there. He says, you know, Lord tests his devotees just like gopis were tested. Prahlad Maharaj was tested because Lord put him in so many difficult situations. Shukdev Goswami tested Parikshit Maharaj 3 times in Srimad Bhagavatam. 1 time in the 6th canto, then in the 9th canto, then in the 12th canto. So Shukdev Goswami, Chakravarti Thakur writes that in the 6th canto, Parikshit Maharaj was tested for his knowledge of Siddhanta. His philosophical understanding was tested. In the 9th canto, he was tested for his eagerness to hear Krishna's pastimes. And in the 12th canto, he was tested for his steadiness in bhakti. So therefore, after being tested by Krishna, Arjuna passed the test. He didn't kill him. He brought him. And now, Draupadi, when she sees in this verse, she is telling, Muchyata, Muchyata, Mesha, please release him. He is a Brahmana. He is our spiritual master. So Prabhupada writes a very nice purport. He says, But a good lady like Draupadi, she considered the matter not from a Shastric vision, but as a matter of custom. Because in the earlier verse, it is described, Vama Swabhava. So naturally, she was very gentle in her nature. So therefore, she didn't want that Kripi should also suffer the same way. You know. So therefore, she is telling, please release him. And we have heard how Draupadi gives so many reasons. That he is a son of Brahmana, he is our teacher, he is son of Kripi. Please don't kill him. You know, Nirvyalikam Samam Mahat. So Prabhupada writes, a Brahmana is accepted on the merit of qualification and not on the merit of simply being a son of a Brahmana. So therefore, you know, as Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnyam Maya Srishtam Guna Karma Vibhagashah. Just by being born in a Brahmana family, one does not become a Brahmana. Similarly, just by being dressed as a devotee, you know, having Kanti Mala, Tilak and Dhoti Kurta, one does not become a devotee. One has to qualify himself as a devotee. Just like one devotee was sharing a few days back that just because we are put in certain position, that doesn't mean we qualify for that position. Especially in, you know, our society, just after being there in the society for a few years, naturally we are given some position. That does not mean we qualify for that position. That means we have to now qualify by our actions. You know. So just by being born in a Brahmana family, the opportunity is there. But a person has to qualify for that post. You know. One may have a dress of a sadhu or a devotee, but one has to qualify to be called as a sadhu. And Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrit, they teach by the example of various devotees that how a devotee should behave. You know, it's like we are fighting a war against material energy. And just like a soldier, when he fights a war and he wins, then he is awarded medals. So when we succeed in our struggle against the material nature, some awards and medals are given. What are those medals? Titikshava, Karunika, Suridas Sarvadehina, Majat Shatrava Shanta, Sadhavo Sadhubhushanam. So Sadhu, Bhushana, these are the medals. So these qualities like tolerant, merciful, compassionate, friendly to everyone, these are the qualities which a devotee develops. These are the medals which are awarded to a devotee. So Prabhupada writes that a devotee of the Lord can tolerate all sorts of tribulation personally, but still such devotees are never unkind to others, even to an enemy. These are the characteristics of one who is a pure devotee. So therefore we'll be discussing today on the principle of this tolerance. What Lord can tolerate, what Lord cannot tolerate, and what a devotee should tolerate and what devotee should not tolerate. As we can see in this pastime, Krishna is not tolerating the insult which is done to his devotee. So what Lord can tolerate? The Lord tolerates our mistakes, our faults. In course of our practice of Krishna consciousness, we are struggling with our anarthas. We may not come up to our expectations sometimes, but Krishna tolerates all that. Mark hai prem de aparad to nahi hai. Nityanand Prabhu is so merciful that even if he is hit by, jagai, but still, he is ready to give prem to that person also. So he tolerates our mistakes, our faults. So this is how we have to understand the mercy of the Lord. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Daya Karoha Vichar, Vichar Karile Chitte Pave Chamatkar. So that is the mercy of the Lord we have to understand. That is the compassionate nature of the Lord. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, Krishna Bhakti Siddhantagan Yate Prafulla Padmavan Tara Madhu Kariya Swadan Premaras Kumudvane Prafullita Ratri Dine Tate Charao Mano Bhringagan. So Krishna Bhakti Siddhanta, the intricacies and the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, it is like a full-blown lotus flower. It is a forest of lotus flowers. So we have to understand that how Lord is merciful, that he is ready to forgive and forget the faults of his devotees. Because a devotee is sincerely struggling. If we sincerely struggle, then Lord forgives and forgets our faults. So therefore, Kaviraj Goswami says, we have to understand these pastimes of Krishna, pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, which is like a forest of lotus flowers. And he says that Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, it is like a unlimited reservoir of nectar. And what a devotee should do? Sei sarovare giya hamsa chakra vak haiya yate sabhe karah vilas khandibe sakal dukh pai be param sukh anayase habe ullas. So a devotee is recommended to go and drown himself in this ocean of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Krishna Leela, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela. What will be the result? Khandibe sakal dukha paibe parama sukha. All the miseries will be destroyed. How the miseries will be destroyed? Even after spending so many years in Krishna consciousness, still problems come. Yes, Krishna consciousness doesn't guarantee that problems will not come, but our response to the problems will change. That's how khandibe sakal dukha. So therefore, this is the wonderful mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Krishna, that he is ready to forgive our faults, our mistakes, And the devotees of the Lord, they are like the cloud. They are showering this mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes. Ei amritanukshan sadhu mahanta meghagan vishwadhyane kari varishan. So sadhus, they are like the cloud. And they are showering, they are raining this mercy. And when the rains are falling, a fruit is growing. What is that fruit? Tate phale amrit phal bhakta khaye nirantar tara sheshe jiye jagajan. And when the fruits are, coming up, the devotees are tasting, enjoying the nectar. And then when they are full, and now we cannot eat. Okay, distribute, Pet bhar gaya, abhi baato, Tara sheshe jiye jagajan. So whatever is remaining on that, the entire world is surviving. So that is the mercy of the Lord, that He tolerates our faults, our mistakes, and He is ready to give His mercy. But Lord cannot tolerate the insults. Lord tolerates the insults upon Himself. You know, whatever insult is done to Him, He tolerates that. So He tolerates our faults, our mistakes. He tolerates if somebody insults Him, just like in the pastime of Varahadev. When Hiranyaksha, he saw that Varahadev, he has come, he's there and he's holding Mother Earth on his tusks. So he starts chastising Varahadev. You are one gochara, one gocharo mriga. You are a forest animal. And speaks so many harsh words. But Lord tolerates all that. Why He tolerates? Because now He was carrying Mother Earth. So it was the responsibility of the Lord to protect the devotees first. So therefore, He was ready to tolerate all the faults, you know, all the insulting words. We see in the Chaitanya Leela also, you know, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, He was insulted by Ramchandra Puri. Oh, you are eating so much. Lord tolerated all that. In fact, He reduced His eating. He didn't say anything to Ramchandra Puri. In fact, other devotees, they wanted to just chastise Ramchandra Puri. Kaviraj, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, no, no, actually he is my well-wisher. He is telling me how a sannyasi should behave. So that's how Lord tolerates even if somebody insults Him. But Lord cannot tolerate if a devotee is insulted. Lord cannot tolerate, you know, just like we see in the example of Amrish Maharaj, when he was, you know, insulted by Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, he ran to save his life. And he went everywhere. Ultimately, he had to go to Vaikuntha. And he was telling, oh my Lord, please protect me. You know, your Sudarshan is chasing me. I am being burned by the heat of this Sudarshan. Because I am your surrendered devotee. I didn't know the glory of your devotee. I am your surrendered devotee. Ajanata te paramanubhavam kritam mayagham bhavata priyayam. Ajanata. I didn't know the glory of your devotee. That's why I offended him. Please forgive me. So Lord says, okay, that's all right. You have offended my devotee, so why you have come to me? You know, go to my devotee. Because he says, actually, I am dependent on my devotee. I cannot see my devotee in troubled situation. He says, I am aham bhakta paradhi, you know, I am dependent on my devotees. Nahi asvatantra iva dvijaha. I am not independent. And then Durvasa Muni, when he heard, he may say, okay, but I am also suffering. You are not feeling compassion on me. You know, you are feeling compassion for your devotee. I am also a brahmana. Brahmana devaya go brahmana hitacha. You are the protector of brahmanas. So you are not feeling mercy on me. So Lord says, look, I cannot enjoy without devotees. And this Ambarish, he has given everything for me. What you have given up, you know. Ye daragra putrapta pranan vittam imam param tyaktva mam sharanam yatha katam stvam taktumutsahe. Or how can I give up my devotee who has given everything for me? Dara, wife, sons, property, everything he has given, and what you have given. You are running to save your life and just see Ambarish Maharaj is standing at one place. He is not even moving. So that's how my devotee, because he has given up everything, it is my responsibility to protect him. Because I am controlled by my devotees. Just like a chaste wife controls a gentle husband by her service, my devotees, they control me. Sat striya sat patim yatha. Mai nirbaddha ridaya sadhava samadarshana. Vashe kurvanti mai bhaktya sat striya sat patim yatha. So devotees, they have bound me by their love. That was whole Damodar Leela. Evam sandarshita hiyanga harina bhritya vashyata. So Lord comes under the control of His devotees. So therefore Lord is telling, how can I give up my devotees? So you have to go back and ask forgiveness from Ambarish Maharaj only. I cannot do anything, you know. So that's why the Lord says, I cannot tolerate if my devotee is insulted. One more thing Lord cannot tolerate. He cannot tolerate if the devotees, they give up their service. As you can see in the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Gadadhar Pandit, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to go to Vrindavan, he said, I also want to come to Vrindavan. And Gadadhar Pandit, he had taken a vow of Kshetra Sannyas. He was serving Chota Gopinath and he had taken a vow that I will not leave Jagannath Puri. But when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was leaving, he said, no, I will also come. So Lord cannot tolerate the devotees if they give up their vows and give their services. It is impossible, intolerable. Panditera Gauranga Prema Bhujana Yayai Pratigya Krishna Seva Chhadila Trinapray. So Gadadhar Pandit, you know, his love for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was so much, nobody can understand. So for him, association of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was much, much more important than his seva. Chhadila Trinapray, Pratigya and Shri Krishna Seva. He gave up his vow and he gave up his service to Krishna just to associate with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, be with him. So Mahaprabhu tells, Amara Sange Rahite Chaha Vancha Nija Sukh Tomara Dui Dharma Yai Amar Hoye Dukh. So he says, Are you are giving up your vow of service and you are giving up your service to Krishna and your vow? I cannot tolerate that. You know, so it is my greatest distress to see my devotees giving up their services. So he says, Mora sukha chaha yadi nila chale chal, amara shapat yadi ara kichu bol. If you love me, then please stay in Nilachal and serve Tota Gopinath. That is my greatest happiness. So therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is most merciful to the outsiders. Those who are non-devotees, he wants to bring them to devotional service. But after a devotee, a person becomes a devotee, comes near to Mahaprabhu, then Mahaprabhu expects that devotees are very, very strict in following their vows, in following their services. Prabhu lagi dharma karma chade bhakta gan, bhakta dharma hani prabhu na hoye sahan. So devotees are ready to give up their dharma and karma. But Lord cannot tolerate this. So this is how Lord cannot tolerate if devotees, they give up their services, give up their commitments to the process of Krishna consciousness. We may fall down and Krishna accepts that. You know, Baddhyamano api mad bhakto vishayaira jitendriyah praya pragalbhaya bhaktya vishayaira bhibhuyate. Krishna expects, okay, no problem, he is a conditioned soul, he has come to me. He has conditionings, he will fall down, it is natural. Baddhyamano, he is bound by his conditionings, he is uncontrolled in his senses, jitendriyah, but praya pragalbhaya bhaktya, because he is rendering intense devotional service. Pragalbhaya means intense. In the ultimate end, he will be victorious. He will not be defeated. So Krishna accepts that. Krishna tolerates that fall down and all the other faults of a devotee. But if somebody gives up the process of Krishna consciousness, gives up the services, then Krishna doesn't like that. That Krishna doesn't tolerate. So therefore, Krishna doesn't tolerate a devotee giving up his service. He doesn't tolerate somebody insulting his devotee. And one more thing he doesn't tolerate is, you know, hypocrisy. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is patita pavan, not kapata pavan. You know, patita pavan hetu toma avatar amabai jagate patita nahiyar. So Rup Sanatan Goswami, they are telling, Are you have incarnated to show mercy to the fallen. Nobody is more fallen than us, you know. So therefore, Lord does not like if somebody is duplicitous and if somebody transgresses the etiquettes of Vaishnava culture, you know. So as in the third canto it comes that when Vidura, he goes to Uddhavji, and because Uddhavji is such a great devotee of the Lord, he is most close to Krishna. He was wearing everything what was the remnant of Krishna. And Vidura wanted to hear the pastimes of Krishna from Uddhavji, and he wanted to make Uddhavji as his guru. But Uddhavji, out of his humble nature and following the Vaishnava etiquette, he tells, no, I cannot teach you. Please go to Maitreya. Maitreya Muni is nearby only. You go and approach him. He will teach you. He will tell you, because he was also there when Krishna was instructing me. So therefore, Prabhupada in the purport writes a very beautiful point. He says, the rule is that in the presence of a higher personality, one should not be very eager to impart instructions, even if one is competent and well-versed. Even if somebody is competent, one should not give instructions to a superior person. And then Prabhupada writes, one should not be eager to become a spiritual master simply for the sake of profit and fame. The Lord never tolerates the impertinence of Maryada Vyatikram. So Maryada Vyatikram is never tolerated by the Lord. If you pose yourself as a superior personality when you are not, that is not tolerated, So Chaitanya Charitamrita was telling us that there is a spiritual lethargy and spiritual impertinence. So what is spiritual lethargy? Spiritual lethargy means when we are told to do something and we don't do it because of our comfort level. I don't feel like doing it. That is lethargy. And what is spiritual impertinence? Doing service, doing something for which we are not qualified. So that is spiritual impertinence. So Lord cannot tolerate that. So Uddhavji was qualified. He was a pure devotee, but still he didn't accept. So when prestigious services come, we should be very much aware not to transgress the laws of Vaishnava etiquette. We see in the case of Rom Harshan Sutta also. He was qualified. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishyodhitya Bahunicha Seitihas Pranani Dharma Shastani Chanaga Adantasya Avinitasya Vritha Panditamanina Nagunaya Bhavantismanta Sevajitatmana. He was well qualified. He was known as a very wonderful scholar, disciple of Vyasadeva. Rishir Bhagavato Bhutva Shishya. He knew everything, but because he was Adanta and Avinita, he didn't follow the laws or the etiquettes of a Vaishnava culture. So therefore, Balramji, he didn't tolerate. He actually killed him. So that's how Lord does not tolerate. So it is not about ability, it is about eligibility. That are we eligible to do this service? We may have the ability, but if we are not eligible, then we should not do that service. So that is what Lord doesn't tolerate. Now the next thing is what we should tolerate and what we should not tolerate. So first thing we have to tolerate in our conditioned stage is our anarthas, our conditionings. That's how Nectar of Instruction begins. Just tolerate all the urges. Vacho vegam, manasa krodha vegam, jihva vegam, udaropastha vegam. So all these things we have to tolerate. So Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukha yonaya evate. If you enjoy in this world, then for sure we will suffer. Arjuna tells, okay, that is there, but even after knowing that sense gratification will lead to misery, the desire doesn't go. What to do? Even if we have heard hundreds and thousands of times, sense gratification leads to misery, but still the desire is there. What to do then? So Krishna tells, we have to tolerate. Shaknoti haiva yashodum praksharira vimokshanat kama krodhodbhavam vegam sayukta sa sukhinara. A devotee should be happy struggling. Sa sukhi, one will be happy if he learns to tolerate the anarthas, tolerate the conditionings. This is very sobering, right? We have to tolerate till when? Till the last breath. Prak sharir vimokshanat. As Radhanath Swami Maharaj, he was telling once, even at the time of death in 1 year, Maya Devi will speak. Krishna will speak in 1 year. Come back, come back. Maya Devi will say, stay, it is not so bad. You know, the world is not so bad. I will give you more opportunities to enjoy. So, prak sharira vimokshanat. It is sobering, at the same time it is hope-giving. Hope-giving me. Why it is hope-giving? Because if we become purified, then the struggle becomes manageable. You know, it is like a firefighter. The day one of firefighting, it is so very difficult. But after 20 years, the fire remains the same, but we have learned. The firefighter has learned the skills of fighting. So the fire of material nature, samsara, dava, nallida, loka, it will be the same. But after practicing sincerely, consistently, the fire becomes manageable. So we have to struggle till the last breath with faith and patience. As you know, in the case of Narad Muni, in the 5th chapter it comes, Namanya nantasya hatatra pappatan guhyani bhadrani kritani chasmaran gam paryatan tushtamanagata spriha kalam pratikshan vimado vimatsarah. So when he had the darshan of the Lord, and then after that what he did? He went on roaming everywhere, you know, spreading the glories of the Lord. Namani anantasya, singing the glories of Krishna, hatatrapapratan, you know, giving up all types of other, you know, thoughts, just engaging the mind in thinking of Krishna. All the while, kalam pratikshan, waiting for the time to come. You know, that's what we have to do. Just tolerate our anarthas till the time the mercy of the Lord doesn't come. So just tolerate. And what is the basis of this tolerance? The basis of this tolerance is the hope and the merciful nature of the Lord. Lord is working so inconceivably to protect His devotees. Maharaurava haite korile tomara uddhara kripara samudra krishna gambhir apar. So Sanatana Goswami, he was having his full body, whole body full of boils and pus was coming out. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu embraced him and he completely healed him. So actually it was hellish for Sanatana Goswami. He was actually thinking of committing suicide. What is the use of this body? So Haridas Thakur, he is telling, Lord has delivered you from hellish situation. And then he says, Kripara Samudra Krishna Gambhir Apar. Prabhupada writes a very nice line there. Prabhupada writes, Krishna is working very gravely to protect His devotees. Actually, He is working more than we are working to go to Him. So that is the basis of our faith. Avashya Rakshibe Krishna Iti Vishwasa Palan. You know, because Krishna is aware of our faults. Krishna is aware of our conditionings. Just we have to tolerate. Don't give up. You know, so that is the only thing which is expected. Just tolerate. Tolerate our conditionings. Tolerate the karmic reactions which we are expected to get in the right consciousness. Tatte nu kampam sushamikshamano. That should be the mood. Just tolerate while being grateful to Krishna. That is one of the quality of a devotee. Shanti. You know, that is perseverance. To tolerate everything, you know, and be patient. Even in midst of all the disturbing circumstances, just tolerate. Just like Parikshit Maharaj. Bhagavatam is full of the examples of such devotees. You know, he tolerated so much. Actually, he was qualified and eligible and competent enough to retaliate back. He could have counter-cursed that Sringi. But still, tiraskrita, vipralabdha, shapta, shipta, hatapi, nasya tatprati kurvanti, tadbhakta, prabhavopihi. The devotees of the Lord, they can tolerate everything. And very beautifully, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur writes that why Parikshit Maharaj didn't go and ask forgiveness from Shamik Rishi, you know. Because he was thinking that the message when it was conveyed to Parikshit Maharaj by the disciple of Shamik, Gaur Mukha. So it was conveyed in such an embarrassing way that, oh, Shamik Rishi is so very embarrassed that because of him, his son has cursed you. So Parikshit Maharaj was thinking already he is so much embarrassed. If I will go and ask forgiveness, he will feel more embarrassment. So in that situation also, Parikshit Maharaj was thinking about other person, you know. So that is a devotee. Just keep on tolerating, at the same time thinking of others in that situation also. Chitraketu Maharaj, when he was cursed by Mother Parvati, he says, oh, it is all the modes of material nature which are working. Guna pravaha etasmin kah shapakah anugraha kah swarga narakah kova kim sukham dukham evava. What is happiness? What is distress? It is all the modes of nature which are working. So therefore, Parikshit Maharaj, he was completely tolerant. And when he gave up everything and sat on the bank of Ganga, all the sages, they came and he's telling, Tamopayatam pratiyantu vipra ganga cha devi dhritachittam ishe dvijopasrishtam kuhakas takshakova dashatvalam gayata vishnu gatha. Whatever that son of that Shamik Rishi has created, that snake bird, let it come and bite. O sages, you please keep on singing the glories of Krishna. Dashatvalam gayata vishnu gatha. So that's how when the problem comes in the life of people, different people, they respond in different ways. Some people, they blame God. So why this problem has come to me? All the movies, you know, these scenes are portrayed very graphically. You know, hero enters the temple, rings the bell and tells, kyun kiya mere saath aisa, you know. So blaming God. And then after coming to a spiritual life, you know, some people, they, when they read the philosophy, they understand, okay, we have to learn to tolerate. That is the first instruction Krishna gives to Arjuna. Kam sitikshasva bharata. That is a devotee. Learns to tolerate his own miseries. His own karmic reactions we have to tolerate. You know. Just like in the Mahabharata it comes when Nahusha, he became snake, being cursed by the Saptarishis, and when Pandavas, they were in forest, Bhima, once he was going to find something, and Nahusha, as a snake, caught Bhima. And he was devouring Bhima. So Yudhishthira Maharaj came and he was, you know, trying to negotiate with this Nahusha. And he said, you know, that you are in such situation, you are speaking high philosophy, because Nahusha was speaking high philosophy to Yudhishthira Maharaj. So Yudhishthira was telling that you are speaking such wonderful philosophy, you must be a very great personality. How you are cursed to become a snake? So Nahusha said, actually, you know, he told his story, and he said, Agastya Rishi, he told me that if somebody can answer my questions, then I will be freed from this snake body. So Yudhishthira Maharaj said, okay, I'll answer your questions. I'll try to answer, please tell. So Nahusha, he asked one question, very beautiful question, first question. He said, who is a Brahmana? So Yudhishthira Maharaj says, So two questions he asked. Who is a Brahmana and what is the highest knowledge? So Yudhishthira Maharaj replies that the person who has qualities of austerity, truthfulness, simplicity, he is a Brahmana. And he tells wonderful definition of what is highest knowledge. He tells, knowledge means to tolerate the dualities of the world. That is the first instruction Krishna is giving to Arjuna. To tolerate the dualities of the world, that is knowledge. So we have to learn to tolerate our conditionings, learn to tolerate our own karmic reactions. And being in a devotee community, we have to learn to tolerate others' natures also. You know, others' apparent conditionings. You know, a few weeks back, Madan Gopal Prabhu, he was giving such a wonderful class on offenses. What is an offense? What is not an offense? You know. So he was telling that if the offense is committed unintentionally, I didn't want to commit offense, but the person in front, he took the offense. And the result is the devotional service will not be obstructed, but the person will have to suffer materially. He gave the example of Chitraketu Maharaj. You know, he was unintentional. But he had to become a demon. So, you know, I was just thinking about it and, you know, that if we take offenses if the person is not offensive. And if we are taking offense, that means we are doing some disservice to that devotee also. Because of our wrong understanding, the devotee has to suffer, you know. So because Parvati, she took wrongly, Chitraketu had to suffer. So therefore, it is a service to understand and, you know, accept the devotee's conditionings and other natures. Otherwise, you know, that devotee will have to suffer. So, you know, and the great devotees of the Lord, they suffer so much and they tolerate. Yashomati Nandan Prabhu, he was telling that one time devotee is in Juhu in the early days. So it was not there, they didn't have much money. So Srila Prabhupada and was there in Juhu also. So some devotees, they were asking the manager and the temple president that, you know, it is difficult for us to go in the public transport. We want to go by taxi. Please give us the money. So, you know, this president, he was not so happy. And he told Prabhupada, Prabhupada, when I tell devotees that it is too expensive to go by taxi, they get agitated. Prabhupada said, just consider that before coming to Krishna consciousness, they were eating flesh and blood. You know, now they are chanting Hare Krishna, they are enjoying spiritually. So therefore, what they have accomplished is something very great. Why are you worrying about money? Just tolerate their conditionings. Tolerate their natures. That he told to the president. And the next day in the class, he told to the devotees, money is very hard to earn. Money is like Krishna's blood and we should not waste it. So this devotee was telling, just see, Prabhupada is so very wonderful manager. To the manager, he is telling, just be tolerant to the nature of these devotees. And then to the devotees, he is telling, please don't waste money. So that's what he was telling. Srimati Nandan Prabhu was telling, that's how Prabhupada was managing the worldwide society. Being such sensitive, you know. So that is how merciful Srila Prabhupada is, you know. And in the third canto, it comes that when four Kumaras, they went and they apparently were offended by Jai Vijay. And Lord comes running out and he tells that actually, you know, it was because I am the master of all the material energy and spiritual energy, and the water which has washed my feet purifies the whole world. I also take dust of the devotee's feet on my head. So who will not do it? So who can say, no, I don't want the dust of the devotees of the Lord, devotee's feet. So Lord is so very eager that offenses made by the Brahmanas, although four Kumaras, they offended his devotees. But still, in this situation, Lord is tolerating. Apparently, although it may look that Jai Vijay, they offended four Kumaras. But it is also described by Chakravarti Thakur that because Jai Vijay, they were devotees of the Lord and they were doing their service. Although they did it in some, you know, wrong way. But still, because the Brahmanas, they were offended. And Brahmanas, they cursed Jai Vijay. It was an offense, but still. Chakravarti Thakur writes, the offenses made by a Brahmana should be tolerated and not corrected. So, Chakravarti Thakur writes that Lord is telling the four Kumaras that, you know, I put the dust of the devotee's feet on my head. He's pointing his finger towards his crown. So, who can say that I will not do this, you know. So, that is the humility of the Lord, you know. So, Giriraj Maharaj was telling about the crazy Peter, you know, the famous story. How Lord can tolerate our conditionings, you know. So, he was just a hippie and he had no good hygiene. He was just in a very bad shape. But because the devotees, they tolerated him. Srila Prabhupada said, why you are not able to tolerate him? Just tolerate him and in due course of time, he became such a wonderful Sanskrit scholar. You know. Vyasaki Prabhu was telling that Srila Prabhupada was on one flight from Kenya to South Africa, and South African football team was there on the flight. And they had won the match, and they were very, you know, happy and joyful, and they were behaving in a very rowdy way. And when the flight started, so stewardess served the drinks and they were smoking cigarette. So the secretary of Prabhupada, he called the stewardess and said, you know, this is a no-smoking area. Please tell these people they should not smoke. So this lady, she went and told them, and they stopped. But after this lady went, they again lit up the cigarette, again started smoking. So this time, Pushta Krishna Maharaj was there. He became very angry, and he was just about to get up and just, you know, chastise them. Prabhupada told this person, where are you going? He told Pushta Krishna Maharaj, where are you going? So he said, Prabhupada, these people, they are smoking. Prabhupada says, sit down. Can't you tolerate? You know, if you can't tolerate, then what is the difference between them and us? So devotees, they can tolerate if some insults are done to them. But they should not tolerate if the other devotee is blasphemed. As in the story of Parvati and Sati and Daksha, it comes, it is described that if a Vaishnava is blasphemed, how one should respond? The most intense is, so it is described, one should cut off the tongue and kill that person. But if we cannot do that, of course we cannot do that in current circumstances. So just leave that place immediately. We should not keep on hearing the blasphemy of a devotee. You know. So that is how a devotee should not tolerate. And when a devotee becomes completely purified, in the liberated state, devotees, they cannot tolerate separation from Krishna. You know. That is what is described in the first canto. It will come when Krishna departed, went to the spiritual world back. Yudhishthira Maharaj, in the 14th chapter, his whole chapter is all speculative inquiries of Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj understood that Krishna must have left, but still he cannot accept it. So he is giving so many reasons. Why are you upset? You know, is this happened or that happened? That is how a devotee cannot tolerate. Then Arjuna says, Vanchitoham Maharaja Harina Bandhurupina Yename Aparitam Tejo Deva Visma Panam Mahat. I am bereft of that Supreme Lord. Therefore, I cannot tolerate the separation from Him. Mother Earth is telling, how can I bear separation from Krishna? Dwarka Vasis, they are telling, oh my Lord, you are always abroad only. You are always traveling. You know, how we will bear separation from you? You know, you don't stay here. So that's how the devotees, they can't tolerate separation from the Supreme Lord. So this is how we have to understand what we should tolerate, what we should not tolerate. So at our level, we can pray to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Lord Krishna, so that we can tolerate our conditionings and keep on practicing Krishna consciousness. So we'll stop here. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.
Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.